of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. I am joined, as I am every week, by a panel of very funny people. I want to welcome my guest. We got Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up every Sunday here on Skid Row.
Happy to be here.
Nice. We got Vic Cohen, who is going to be starting his own show here starting next Tuesday.
That's right, election night. We're literally going live on Skid Row to get reaction to the election.
Nice.
Yeah, hope I live.
It was nice knowing you, Vic.
Vic is also going to be doing interviews, Man on the Street, on all kinds of matters.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a live Man on the Street kind of show.
Very funny stuff. If you go to VicCohen.com, you'll see some of his videos, all hilarious stuff. We've got Ron Swallow, comic about the world, very funny man.
Drinking a big gulp, Mr. Swallow.
That's how I do it.
He's drinking a big swallow, all right? We also have, for the first time, a first-timer here. So let's everybody welcome Becky Kluger.
Yay, Becky!
And then just joining us, the ever-lovely and always right on time. The only woman I know who is on black guy time, Marie Del Prete.
Oh, my God, I am black. I'm totally black. I got a black booty.
I'm offended. This is Vic Cohen. I'm offended. Put that down on the record.
You think anybody didn't know that was Vic Cohen?
Note that. The Jew was offended.
Why are you offended?
I don't know. I think it's racist to do that to black people.
Well, Italians like meatballs.
I'm just glad you called them black people this time.
Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, but that's nice. That's nice. It's putting down everyone.
But everybody likes meatballs.
But black people don't like meatballs.
Marie, if you can get here early, you can get rid of those random freaking comments before we go on
and
here.
Also, Becky agrees with me. You can be honest.
Yeah, it's not funny, you guys.
Becky, you may have come in on the wrong show.
I was a humorless lesbian for Halloween, and it's been hard for me to get back out of here.
Oh, okay. You
will
today.
Yeah, exactly.
Becky, how old are you? You look like you're 10.
I'm about 10.
I love that.
26.
Really? 26. Wow. I'm a little bit frazzled because I've never been with such a young-looking lesbian lady.
Who says you're with her?
You're only with old lesbians?
Generally speaking, yeah.
Our diversity tour.
I play 34 to 40
something. We're not in a casting.
Because you look 60.
You bastard.
All right, listen. I want to also point out, this is Becky.
Yes.
We always like to have firsts on here. So not only is this the first, we have had two women on the show, but you are our first lesbian. So congratulations.
Our first young lesbian.
Yeah.
At first of any kind. But all right, if you're unfamiliar with Bad Advice, what we do here is we take listener questions on any subject at all, and we are here to offer you bad advice. So if you want to call us, the number, 800-893-9562. You can also submit your questions online. Just go to the Bad Advice Facebook page. Make sure you like us on Facebook. You can tweet at Drew's Bad Advice. And also, make sure you can subscribe iTunes at the iTunes store. You can subscribe for free to Bad Advice. Today, we will also be covering, as we always do, news stories from around the world. These are people I feel that need advice, but we're too lazy or stupid to ask. And we're going to jump right in.
I just have to interrupt you real quick.
Yes.
Every time Marie comes in, the first thing I do is check to see if she's still wearing a wedding ring. And she is.
You do that with every woman that comes.
Yeah, it's not just Marie.
I don't feel special.
When my mother was here, you were could you keep your hands above the table?
It's funny that you check for the ring. I just look at her boobs.
There's no ring on the boob. Well, there might be a little. But anyway, that's a different story. Okay, our first story today. This one comes from Freedom, Pennsylvania. Apparently, a Pennsylvania man apparently shot a young relative after mistaking her costume for a skunk. Police say the girl was in a black costume with a white feather or tassel on her hat during a Halloween party. Investigators said the girl was simply lying face down and motionless during a game of hide and seek when her relative shot her.
Does this girl know that if you don't move, people can still see you? Like, that doesn't...
But here's the thing.
That's
even
a big
if you
skunk.
Saw it was a skunk, if you... First of all, you're inside, so it's like, oh my God, look at that skunk in the living room.
Look at that skunk playing possum in the in the living room, isn't it?
It happened in the living room?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Wow.
He mistook her for a skunk.
He didn't mistake her for anything. He wanted to shoot his daughter.
Yeah.
No, cousin.
Pretty much.
Cousin, whatever it was.
Hey, Vic, is there a better room to shoot your daughter in a skunk outfit than a living room?
I mean, if something's in the house,
I would try to chase it out first.
Right?
Don't you kind of shoo it with a broom?
No, it's very difficult.
Because you also don't want to get sprayed in the face by a skunk. That's
so
bad.
So you shoot it first.
This is why I'm
You don't think shooting it's going to create a bit of a mess?
I think I stand in a different room and I bang on some shit to try to get it to leave, like, with noise?
No, well, what we did was...
Well, that's how I get rid of my cousins.
The news story here is how good a costume that was. I mean, that must have been a real-looking skunk.
What if you're really hankering to shoot something, though?
It's a good point.
The family's always best. Go to family first.
Yeah. I had a skunk in my house once, and me and my girlfriend, we hid in the bathroom because we didn't know what to do. We just waited for the skunk to leave.
Should have shot it.
So the skunk had the run of the house until
it
you guys
did.
Got out of the bathroom.
It was just chilling. It brought its family in.
This
there was like two other little babies that came in.
I want to point out, Marie continues to remain undefeated. She is still at 100%. Every story we do has happened to Marie already.
At least this skunk didn't spray on her or somehow end up in her ass. That's nice.
This is why I think Halloween is stupid.
We were drunk.
I love Halloween, and I don't care who gets shot because of it.
Halloween is for amateurs.
Amateur what?
Amateur what?
Amateur getting dressed up.
Who's
I mean,
the pro
I do it all
getting
the time.
Dressed up?
You don't have to wait for Valentine's.
If you put on a skunk costume right now, I'm going
to
shoot you.
No, but you don't have to wait for Halloween to dress up.
You can dress up anytime. You can go to Comic Cons. That's what I'm going
to
be.
I do it all the time. You don't have to wait. That's why I say it's amateur night.
You are quite shootable as well.
I think we got to look into his closet just now.
No, I think you have pink eye.
Who has pink eye?
You do. Your left eye is inflamed.
No, it's inflamed because of makeup. This is what happens when you're a girl.
Nice.
I put makeup on. I've never
done that. You didn't do a good job today, then.
No one doubts that you put on makeup, Vic.
Well, I can't imagine
enough makeup.
This guy maybe hunting is not for you.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though.
How big are the skunks in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Now, here's to be fair,
it's
though.
Right for us.
And to be fair.
Yeah, be fair.
I do not have as... I will have less of a problem with him shooting his cousin as long as he eats what he shoots.
And uses all of its parts.
Yeah. So if you wear your cousin and
wait,
eat
did
it,
she die? We just keep talking about it. Oh, she's dead.
Wow.
Holy crap.
A way to break the news.
That's jacked up.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, I take that back. It says the girl is recovering from her wounds.
Oh, okay.
Why did you? Did you just kill her? What happened? That wasn't nice.
I think maybe I just thought it was a better story.
The skunk walked it off.
Well, as long as neither of them can have more children who are that stupid, I think we're all okay.
Did she get shot in the ass? Where did she get shot?
It doesn't say.
No.
In the stripe.
In the stripe.
All right. Well, we've done all we can do for to help that person. Next story. This one, you guys familiar with?
I get nervous when the story you're reading is handwritten.
Yeah, no, I had a copy because actually Marie sent me this.
I sent
one.
It to him. I found this.
This story.
You guys familiar
late.
With the show Jersey
real.
Shore, right?
Yeah, Jersey Shore.
One of the people who had starred on Jersey Shore is now telling the story of how she survived after her pickup truck ran over her head while she was sunbathing. Apparently, Brittany Taltos was listening to music on her headphones when her head was partially crushed by the vehicle. She apparently needed 15 stitches and suffered bruising to the side of her face. And her quote after this is how she explains what happened. I honestly thought I was going to die. Rescue crew said that had the ground been harder, she might not have survived.
Okay, here's my advice. Orange cones.
You should surround yourself, but she doesn't stop cars generally. If she's no stupider, I mean, it actually probably improved her.
Might have helped.
Yeah, that's my thing. If she's on Jersey Shore, the only reason she didn't die is you could have shot her in the head.
Yeah, that's the best place for a Jersey Shore cast member.
Exactly.
Like a zombie would skip over her.
There is no brain injury. That's why she's fine. She's talking just the way she did before. You can crush her head, and there's nothing in there to get hurt.
I think that the Jersey Shore cast are just unstoppable.
Also, how did her car just run over her head?
No, not her own car. Somebody else. Like, she realized after the tire was on her head,
what happens when a driver has to get out and go, oh, I didn't realize your head was under my car.
Yeah, how about you not sunbathe in the highway?
It was the median, to be fair.
I've seen every Jersey Shore episode just about. I don't remember this girl.
I know, I don't remember either. I did too. I do too.
Just look for the one with the crushed head.
Maybe she's one of the ones who blows Joey D.
Yeah, she's one of the whores.
Is that his name? I don't even know if that's his name.
No, Paulie D.
She's one of twins.
It's all the same.
They were twins. So do you remember an episode? Okay, they were twins.
Oh, yes, I do. It was in Italy.
Yes.
I know this.
They let them go to Italy?
They let those animals go to Italy, but the Italians hated them.
Of course they do.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the other twin was like, my face hurts?
Well, one twin became a lesbian with Dina. I saw this episode.
That's not really a lesbian if you just become one.
Right.
You have a resident expert. Yes. Why are you the one?
Is that a dabbler? Is that a dabbler? What is that?
Okay, I literally said this morning. If someone's like just gonna be eating my pussy, I'm not gonna be like, how much, you know, I'm not
gonna say your credentials.
Yeah. Most of the guys in this room are lesbians, if that's the criteria.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't, you know.
But I have a sense of humor.
So you're kind of like a dude. Like, if it's happening, you're just like, whatever, finish. I don't need to know your history.
Don't ask, don't tell.
or your motives.
Or your credentials. Or,
yeah. I don't need to know how many dudes' dicks a girl sucked. I don't give a shit.
Really?
As long as I come in her mouth.
Nice. That's love.
Or on her face or boobs, whatever she's into.
What was the actual transition from a girl getting her face run over by a truck
to Ron coming in someone's mouth?
Yeah.
I think it seems pretty straightforward.
Transition very quickly.
Because again, Ron's been on the show. That could pretty much be any story we
do. It can.
All right. Well, next story then. We've helped.
Help Ron. I think we helped Ron.
No, this is what we do. We just need to come in that girl's mouth a lot more.
Well,
do you swallow, Ron?
Yeah.
Swallow?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You can come in her mouth a lot easier because after you got run over by a truck, half of it is just hanging open. Anyway. All right.
Sweet.
This next story, I love this one. This is, I think, my favorite story of the week. Boy recklessly tasered by police officer during career day. A 10-year-old boy was shot with a taser by a police officer after he refused to wash the cop's car.
What?
The incident took place during Webb's presentation at career day. It says the officer reportedly asked a group of boys who wanted to clean his patrol unit. The boy, identified only as RD in the complaint, said he didn't want to. Webb then allegedly pointed his taser at the boy and said, "Let me show you what happens to people who do not listen to the police." According to the suit, he then shot two barbs into RD's chest. The shock hit the boy with 50,000 volts, causing the boy to temporarily lose consciousness.
That's cool.
If this was my kid and this cop did it, I would pull the gun from his holster and blow his brains out. I mean, that is just so irresponsible.
You're so quick.
The freaking cop. What a jerk off.
People make mistakes.
I think you're overreacting.
I would have spread his brain all over his stupid car.
It'd be one thing if he was like, it'd be one thing if he pointed and was like, "Ha, I'll just tase you." And then he was like, "Oh shit." And then it acted. But right. He literally said, "This is what happens.
Two sides to every story.
I want
to
hear this is an example of good parenting skills.
Oh my God. Thank God you're not a parent.
My advice, completely different. My advice is,
pays everybody.
Kids,
yeah.
If a grown-up asks you to wash their car,
do it, bitch.
The first thing you do is reach for a sponge. Okay?
Truth is, kids are very poorly disciplined these days. Yeah. It's actually probably going to help that kid later.
Let me ask you this, Marie. Before you're so ready to go after the cop. What do you think the other kids in the class are going to do next time they are asked to do something? Like clean your room. What is going to happen?
Only if the cop is there with the taser.
All the parents have to do is show the video.
First of all, Marie's kids are disciplined. This wouldn't happen to your kid. This kid was obviously a problem child. This is what you do.
Every parent in this school has the cleanest freaking car ever when they got home.
Exactly.
I may have done less bad shit if I had been tased as a child. I mean, I got my face punched and slapped with a belt and I was hit with a ladle.
Yeah, I don't know if taser would have made the difference.
No, you're right. I would have just kept doing the same shit.
Happy day on that advice. Hey,
no, we got our ass kicked. I still did whatever the hell I want. It doesn't stop kids.
Yeah, you can tase me all you want. Let's do this shit. In fact, tase me right now.
Yeah,
who wants to tase me?
Make me tough.
If I said to you right now, Marie, next week, bring me a donut.
Okay.
You would go, I'm busy. I don't know if I can.
No,
if
she's going to bring you a donut.
You would say, next week, bring me a donut. Next week, I guarantee I get a donut.
Let me tell you what I bring with that donut. A fucking baseball bat, and I crack your head like a melon.
Nice. I like how New York you went on that. Marie walks in, and she talks like this.
Yeah.
And then she says, "I'll crack your head with a melon." With the melon? Did I say with a melon?
Imagine.
I'll crack your head like a melon with a bat.
It's like a dyslexic Gallagher. It's like
imagine how much trouble this kid would have gotten in if he was dressed like a skunk, by the way.
He would have had his ass shot.
It says right on the card to protect, to serve, and to tase your ass if you don't clean my car.
Is he fired? Yes, well, of course.
I don't know that he's fired. I don't know that he's being asked back for next career day.
Is this LAPD?
There are people.
Like, let's say on career day, like a dentist has to follow. The other kids are like, okay, I'll wash your car, put the pliers down.
There's
so much more to
the
story that we don't know. Like, I want to know what that kid did.
How bad are the students?
More to this.
Hey, I'll help you out. The kid was black.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Right now, Becky's like,
that's so racist.
It's so racist, but it's like,
that may not be true.
Probably
he may have shown up late and then been safe. But turns out, no.
That's true. If the kid had been a black.
If it was Raul, he'd show up in like 3 days.
Yeah. The cop would have had no choice but to tase a white child.
Poor Raul. He's not here to defend himself.
No, but he was asked here. He'll be here.
He's just lost.
We asked him for like 3 weeks from now because we know he'll show up in a month.
That means he's on his way. All right, our next question.
Raul's never going to do the show again.
I love Raul. He's funny.
Me too.
For those of you, again, if you want to call in the show, defend Raul or tell us why black people shouldn't be tased, it's 800-893-9562. And also make sure you send in your questions. Okay. Now, Terrence Bonney, this guy allegedly called 911 several times. His complaint, he may be a conservative, but he's very liberal when it comes to calling 911 because he feels he called the Secret Service agents and said they needed him coming to his house because he wanted to complain about Barack Obama. he was very unhappy with the president. And apparently when the Secret Service showed up, he proudly displayed a picture of the president with a noose around his neck.
Oh, bad idea.
God.
Yeah.
You seem level-headed right off the bat when you do that, by the way.
You should see this guy.
When you have that, like, standing
when
by.
When he was told they could not do anything about his complaint after they left, he called several more times to complain.
Moron.
Yeah. Each time he calls, does he have a different Obama doll hanging or no? Does it one?
I think he only has
actually,
one.
Actually, you know who I have advice for? I actually have advice for Barack Obama. This is what you do. You take this article, you put it up on Facebook, and you say, this is the people who are voting for Romney.
Do you
want to agree with this guy? Enjoy yourself if you
We don't know if he's voting for Romney.
Yeah, I think we do.
This guy, when they interviewed this guy, he's like, it's like I shot JFK. I guess you just can't threaten the president.
Yeah.
Neighbors of this man? Neighbors said, this guy is, he doesn't limit himself to just threatening the president because this guy walks around threatening everybody and that the picture of Obama is the least of their worries.
Kind of like Marie.
I was going to say, put a noose around your own fucking head and
yeah, I would like to
out.
Just send Marie over there with a bat.
Crack
with
his chicken head like a melon.
Crack his head like a melon.
Yeah, I will crack so your head with a melon.
Yeah, my advice is to the Secret Service, okay? You should have a little white tassel or head thing, you know, in your car. You can go, we're going to need you to put this on. And as soon as he does, yell, it's coming right at us and shoot him.
First of all, there's so many people that have been tweeting death threats to these guys. I think it's just stupid.
Well, that's good. The good thing about Twitter is you can get your death threat out immediately
to
the
FBI
audience.
To come right by your house.
Nice. You know what it's I think dumb. They should do? They should send a droid to his house and just blow his house.
I don't believe
it. Marie wants to kill everybody.
So up
today.
On military hardware.
It's
I believe
a
drone.
It's a drone.
It's a drone.
Oh, okay. A droid would be
R2-D2.
I thought you were sending C-3PO, and I'm like, he's not blowing shit up.
That would be awesome. He works for Disney now. He's not doing shit.
Ron Swallow, angry nerds. It's like, most people, I think a droid is a phone, you know, something like that, but...
C-3PO.
There's a lot of droids. If it was a droid de ca, it could be dangerous.
Did I make you angry with my...
battle droid.
Sorry.
You know, if Marie couldn't be here, we can just have Joe Pesci play her part.
Awesome.
What's going on?
He told the meal, bust your head open.
Then we'll just give her a Snickers and she'll come right back. All right. Well, on to our next question. This guy, first of all, he should have been arrested just because of his hair.
Bad hair.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that mustache.
That's a wig, right?
Jamie John Leon. Okay, you got to see his picture. Apparently, just having onions on his hamburgers sent this man into what they call a McFury.
I get that.
Apparently, the unexpected inclusion of onions on a hamburger sent one Oregon man into what police called a McFury, which could not be alleviated even after he was offered a free replacement burger. Apparently, Jamie John Leon, age 50, reportedly threw a soda in the manager's face and smashed a cash register over the dispute. Leon walked into the local McDonald's and ordered a quarter pounder without onions. But when he returned home, Leon discovered the burger was, in fact, topped with onions.
Oh, there you go.
When he called the restaurant to complain, he was told he was entitled not only to a refund, but also to a free replacement.
Aw.
Fuck that.
Leon reportedly, however, ate the offending burger anyway, but still showed up at the McDonald's demanding a refund and a fresh burger. Well, since he ate the quarter pounder, the manager would not refund his money. This sent him into the fury. Apparently, after tossing the drink and breaking the register, he then left the restaurant and headed back home, where he was summarily arrested.
This he was not loving it.
This is my kind of guy.
Okay, my advice, I used to live in the Pacific Northwest. The cure for McFury's, tanning salons.
Oh.
So you just need some tanning.
Oh, vitamin D. He needs vitamin D. Yeah.
First of all, McDonald, I'm on his side. I don't like the amount of temper he showed, but I think he's in the right here.
Me too.
They made a mistake, and they should give this guy more than a free Big Mac.
He shouldn't have ate his burger, the fucking
idiot. Right, but you're
gonna
bitch.
How do you figure you can eat it and then go,
we don't even know if he ate it.
It says he ate it.
That's what it says.
Did he say he ate it?
He said he ate it.
Vic, let me ask you something.
I agree.
This happens to you. What are you going to do?
I personally wouldn't eat the burger, but that's not the point. The guy said no onions. He didn't find out till he got home.
Well, you look before you get home. Look before you get. Have you never been to? Has this guy never been to a drive-thru before?
No, I trust McDonald's. My mistake
there,
is I trust these. These are professionals.
You know what? They totally fuck you at the drive-thru. They stick it up their ass.
Stick it in your ass.
There it is.
They bust his head open.
Hey, you
playing Joe Pesci?
You trust people who are working at a minimum wage job who don't give a fuck about their job?
They're professionals. No, and I admit I would think they would take.
That's not what a professional is at all.
No, I'm going to go out on a limb and agree with
that. That means whatever you do, you're a professional at it.
No, when you get home, I even hate it when you go through the drive-thru and then you look and you realize they fucked up because then you got to go back in. That's horrible, too.
My advice for him is
anger.
You're eating fast food. Don't be choosy.
Yeah, but if you
also, can we?
You know what? What is wrong with onions, first of all?
They taste like
him,
ass.
All right?
Some people.
I like onions.
Some people don't like to smell like dirty pits. You know what I mean?
Some people do.
Are you saying I smell like dirty pits?
I thought that was just because you're from New Jersey. That's the onions? Nice. Right.
Look, there's only a few things that I'll fight, okay? Racists, I'll fight racists. I will fight onions. And I will fight beets. Okay,
those are the three things. Beets and onions.
Beets.
Those are the three things I'll fight.
Really?
Oh, and bigots as well. Those are my four
bigots
things.
Bigots and racists are different?
Because bigots include people who they don't like women or they don't like gay people. Those are the other people. Oh. They don't count as racists.
What's this guy's name?
A bigoted racist must just anger you to no end.
Yeah, I'll fight them immediately.
I got you back when you go against the beets, by the way. I don't like beets. But
beets are the devil.
Beets are great for you.
That's because you hate your life.
They make you poop blood, though. They make you poop blood like.
There you go.
No, that's actually true. That's true. That scared the hell out of me.
Me too.
I don't make me poop.
Juices for myself, and I put beets in them because they're really good for you. But then it's like, oh my God, I'm suffering internal bleeding. And I completely got scared until I realized.
You were shitting out a beet?
Yes.
That's nice. What happened to me the first time I ate a beet. And then the next morning.
You want to know what happened to me?
I thought I was bleeding.
I threw up on the table and I never ate them again.
I'll tell you what happened to me. I had a blockage. So I had to go to the hospital.
Knowing that two of the six people are going to shit blood when they eat beets.
See,
is
no one eats beets.
Well.
Don't do it.
Did you chew it first?
It wasn't the beets. Did you eat the can that it came in or something?
I don't know. I just made that up.
I take that back. Knowing Vic and the stories he tells on this store,
he jammed it up his ass.
He just shoved a whole beet up his ass, and that's what blocked him up.
That is quite
lovely. I ate it, and it caused a blockage, and I was at Cedars.
Did you cook the damn beet?
It was raw. It was at a Middle Eastern restaurant, and it was very hard. Oh. It was a lot of pain, a lot of cramping.
I can't imagine how much blood Marie would shed if that happened. I can't imagine. I'm going to try to imagine, but I can't.
I turned onions and beets, so we're going to move
after,
on.
After hearing this story, though, I've completely turned. I think this guy's a total idiot. And,
Thank you.
And
no.
I think that he should focus more on his hair. I hate when people take things out on small employees.
That's true.
He's feeling like a big shot. His hair looks like a
chin strap.
That was the skunk that got shot.
Yeah, and I actually hate this guy. I hate him with a passion. And I think, if he wants good food, he shouldn't be going to McDonald's.
More acceptable.
On top of that, I guarantee he's a bigoted racist.
Yeah.
I'll fight him.
I'll come with you.
That is the worst wig ever.
Okay.
Bad.
We got time for another story, and then we got to move on to questions. This one, apparently James David Gray was charged with his fifth DUI.
Wow.
This while riding his lawnmower.
I think I remember this one.
Why is this against
James David Gray, age 68, of Citra, Florida, was arrested Tuesday after a deputy noticed him driving a lawnmower south in a northbound lane.
Oh.
Duh.
When the deputy walked up to Gray, he was not going fast, apparently, because the deputy walked up to him. And David Gray, who apparently makes his living mowing lawns, he noticed a cold beer already open in the cup holder and allegedly saw that the suspect had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and smelled of alcohol. Awesome. The officer asked the accused to perform various field sobriety tests, and Gray admitted during questioning that he was recovering from a drinking problem. He yeah. also told deputies he decided to buy an 18-pack of naturalized beer on his way home from cutting grass because, as he put it, he was depressed from monetary problems and it was hot outside.
He's blaming Obama. The economy.
Another bigoted guy. I'll fight this guy.
He had a blood alcohol level of 0.138 and 0.147. which is well above the 0.08 level at which one is presumed to be drunk.
That's like presumed to be dead.
He went from 0.08 to 0.138. That's like
your pickle,
you're
right?
90% alcohol at that point.
The thing is, they have a lot of tests to see if you're driving drunk, but I think one of those tests should be if you're in a lawnmower in the left lane.
Yeah. No, on the wrong side of the highway.
Yeah, you don't need, that's a test in itself. You don't. If you can get off and walk a straight line, I don't give a shit. You're still probably drunk.
But he also like did have, don't forget, He did have a good excuse. It was hot outside.
It was hot.
That is a good
excuse. He just needed some cocaine.
Yeah.
To straighten him up.
Pick up a little bit.
I'd like to see the lawn. It's probably like really jagged. You
if,
know?
That, if that happened in L.A., there would still be a 20-minute car chase, by the way. They would be behind him going 1 mile an hour, and Fox would cut to it. I'd have to freaking watch it.
Yeah.
Awful.
And then they would beat the shit out of him.
Depends what color he is.
I would be a drunk too if I was mowed lawns for a living. Well, that sucks.
Natural ice beer. My advice is better beer.
I think when you're mowing a lawn, you should get some freedom to do what you want.
I don't think there's Heineken? A lawn on Maybe the freeway. Heineken? I don't think the freeway has a lawn. No,
some of it does. There's a medium sometimes that has grass.
Is it an MUI? What was the actual
Maybe
charge?
He was just trying to take care of his civic duty.
Exactly.
And mow the wrong lane.
He also could have just been trying to run over the girl from Jersey Shore.
maybe he did.
And then he's doing a public service.
That would have been great. Ahead of a Jersey Shore person.
So that's actually my advice. Like, when you get drunk and you want to drive your lawnmower somewhere, go run over someone from Jersey Shore, and then no one will care how drunk you are.
Well, unfortunately, if you hit him in the head, he'll be fine.
I wish there was a picture of him.
Oh, there is.
He looks very old.
He looks mummified.
Aww,
oh, my God.
Look at Grandpa.
That doesn't even look real.
Yeah.
His nose. Well,
I'll give him the name real quick so they can look him up if you want to see the picture.
James David Gray, J-R-A-Y, G-R-A-Y.
Well, he's obviously an alcoholic. You can look from his face. He looks weathered and beaten.
You think that's the indication or the, what was it, fifth DUI? How do you get five?
On a lawnmower or just that was
I think only
the car
this
before.
One was on the lawnmower. Like, I think one was on a plane.
Maybe,
another
maybe
one was on like a big
wheel.
Maybe
he keeps downgrading.
Next is on a bike.
What's funny to me about this is it says he's been drinking since he was 16, and I think literally he's been drinking since he's 16. Like, he has not put a beer down.
This guy's next DUI.
I applaud him because if nothing else, this man is not a quitter.
This maybe guy's next DUI is going to be on a unicycle, I think. That's nice.
Maybe he was an alcohol baby.
He looks like Moses' cousin.
He didn't need to take a test.
Yeah.
You can just look at him and smell it.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, it is time now for listener questions.
Yay.
If you want to join any of these conversations, again, our number here, 800-893-9562. If you have your own question or you just want to comment on one of the ones we're into, our first one is coming from someone named Curtis. Didn't say where he's from. Curtis wrote and said, "My girlfriend smokes. She's crazy good looking and the sex is great. And I really love her, but I really hate the smoking. She has no interest in quitting. She says it keeps her thin."
That's true.
If it were anyone else, by the way.
I don't think that's a great excuse.
Hold on. Hilarious.
Let me finish. It says if it was anyone else, it would be a deal breaker. I don't want to lose her, but it drives me nuts. Any thoughts?
Get her those smokeless cigarettes, those ones that...
No, start putting Wellbutrin in her coffee in the morning.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
What does Wellbutrin do?
It helps people quit smoking.
Really?
It's an antidepressant.
It also speeds up your metabolism.
I think that's okay. I like that.
And a side effect is losing weight.
Or give her Ambien, knock her out, and just...
Yeah, I was going to say, plus the Wellbutrin, if you put that in, it'll be hard to taste the roofie that you also put in. So it'll be fine.
Couldn't you just encourage her to be bulimic?
date a girl, dump her for someone who's got an eating disorder.
Yeah.
I've dated those women. They're always thin.
You know, another thing I found is
and they don't generally smoke.
Mm-mm. I found if you punch a girl a lot, stop smoking, she'll stop smoking.
Says the man who continuously tells us he's gotten his ass kicked until he was 16.
I could take him with one hand.
Yeah. Me?
Or you could just do this.
No, good luck with that.
Every time you go in for a kiss, just be like, ew.
Oh, that's a good idea. Smells like a goddamn ashtray in your mouth.
Yeah, every time you're kissing, cough into her mouth.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Or you start smoking.
He doesn't say what he's really upset about.
The smoking.
I mean, what about it?
What do you mean, what about it?
I will not go out with a girl if she smokes. I don't care how good looking she is.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a deal breaker.
Because it smells bad.
It's disgusting. I don't like smokers. I don't want it to happen
also,
in my
house. Also, I don't care what she's doing.
Also,
she's hot.
She's going to die.
If we all die.
Later.
And you can get her to quit.
Earlier.
She's hot. What's the difference?
Seriously. No, I would totally do like a heroin addict before I would do a smoker.
My great-grandmother, she smoked till she was 90 years old.
I would not fuck my grandmother.
She lived to 103. And one day we went over.
And she looked a lot like that guy on the lawnmower.
She looked like the guy. But no, we went over her house because, you know, when we were kids, we used to steal her cigarettes, you know, and she was blind too, so she couldn't see us smoking them. And so one day we went over there.
Couldn't smell.
She couldn't. And there was no ashtrays, no cigarettes. And I was just like, Grandma, where's your cigarette? She's like, oh, I quit. You know, the doctor says it wasn't good for me. I was like, at 90, you didn't figure that out before.
Nice. You imagine how much past 103 she would have lived if she didn't smoke?
Do you know what I mean?
She'd have been 160. Hey, and here's the thing. There's plenty of people who have... There's always stories of people who have lived a long time while they smoked, and then they just ignore the, you know,
the hundreds of thousands of
people who have died at 42 because they decided that smoking was awesome.
Yes. You got to pick your wars, you know? If you want to be with someone who's not smoking, then I don't date a fat chick. Doesn't smoke.
Are those my two options? Smoker or fat chick?
Really?
Vic, hang out.
Yeah. Vic, those are your two options, okay? My options is to date whoever the hell I want to date because I am amazing.
Are you the guy that just recommended punching the chick?
I think this guy's too picky. What's his name?
I thought it was called bad advice, all right?
I defend Ron. You go ahead and punch whoever you want.
I've got more advice. Also, if she's a liberal, you could print out from the interweb all the horrible politicians.
What the fuck is the interweb?
All the horrible politicians that cigarette companies give shit tons of money to and put on a bunch of liberal guilt.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. She's smart.
Well, he said she has no interest in quitting, so I just think...
Well, there's your answer. If you don't want to date her because she's nuts,
Or give her that Wellbutrin stuff and a bunch of diuretics.
What's this guy's name?
Curtis.
Curtis. This is Ron Swallow. I'm doing my Vic. You dump this chick. There are millions of girls out there who don't smoke and are hot and will also be good in bed. And girls who, it's not that hard to be good in bed, by the way.
Let me tell you something, Curtis. Curtis. This is the truth.
I've been around
a long time and I know what I'm talking about. I get it. Let me just finish this. This is important. They're here for advice. Let me give it.
Hurry up!
Women who put cigarettes in their mouths put other long things in their mouth.
Oral fixation.
They have an oral fixation. Enjoy it.
All right. Well,
Unless they light it on fire.
Okay. Now, speaking of Vic, the reason I wanted you to move on, because this one, I know you're going to have something to say about this. This is from Stu in Vancouver. Mm. Stu wrote in and said, ever since we got married, my wife has been putting on weight. It's getting to where I don't even want to have sex with her anymore. Now, I know the vows said in sickness and in health, but it never said anything about her getting fat. Is there any way to bring this up gracefully?
I'll just tell her. Because you know what? That happened to my husband for a little bit. He gained like 20 pounds. Oh, and I was just like...
I thought you were going to say he had to say something to you.
And I was just like, this doesn't work for me. And I know that sounds really like shallow, but I was just like, you look good all skinny and lanky. And so I told him, I was like, you're getting a little thick, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. Look,
and I put him on a diet.
I don't believe in getting married, but if I did, and I agree to take that person that I'm looking at. If you change what you're looking at, you just change the contract.
Well, it just keeps
no
you...
No aging, then. Aging
is
within
normal.
Reason is one thing. Aging and you are just sitting around, like, rapidly gaining weight.
Right. My ex-wife...
That's a choice.
You're not doing anything about it.
My wife gained weight. She gained 50 pounds.
That's too much.
And we're divorced.
I'm going to say something.
No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't it.
What's his name?
She's also a bitch. I'm kidding. She's very nice.
Oh. Stu?
She might be listening.
Too late. I got six words for you, Stu. Put that bitch on a diet.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow, Vic. That's not what I expected
finally
from you.
Finally, Vic's coming around.
Can he just do like a this is your life kind of slideshow?
Normally, Vic's like, and you be respectful to your wife.
No, because let me tell you something.
You satisfy her. That's your job.
If she were thin, it's a bait and switch, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like dishonesty, and there's no reason a man needs to be with a woman he's not attracted to. She's got to lose that
or
fucking
woman,
weight.
You know, I mean, it goes both ways.
I agree. I'm just not with them.
I know. Absolutely.
Set up a slideshow of this woman, show the family, and for the last 20 things, switch to like a panoramic view and just be like,
that's good. I have. Go ahead.
Just let. This is all you do. This is what I did with my husband. Here's my advice. Tell her she can't eat past 7 and she will drop a lot of weight. I promise you.
Okay, well, that's some good advice.
Can I actually give you some more advice? That's not true.
It is true. Says the skinny guy.
This is what you do, Stu. This is Drew. I'm going to help you out here. This is what you do.
I read it on the internet.
You have to do this tactfully. So what you do is you get a bunch of pictures, okay? And you just sit her down and go, all right, I'm going to go through these pictures. That's a girl I'd fuck. That's a girl I'd fuck. I wouldn't touch that one. That's a girl I'd fuck. Are you starting to see a pattern?
Or pictures of her before.
Exactly.
I've got one word. It starts with a P. It ends with an N. And there's an O and an R in the middle. You figure it out. Hit that porn.
What is this, Hangman? Am I playing Hangman? What the fuck is going on?
I couldn't figure it out.
I thought it was Poon.
No, porn. I just test miserably.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Stu. You hit the porn hard. And it's sometimes better than actual real
sex.
Yeah,
try some porn with fat girls in it, and then maybe
No, shouldn't do anything with fat.
No, I actually agree with that.
That's a
you'll
good
only
point.
Encourage them.
Hey, I like chubby girls. I'm okay with chubby, not fat, but chubby's okay.
Do you ask them if they're fat or chubby, do you make that decision?
No, I make that decision.
Okay, that's
I was
smart.
Married once.
What was his name?
And he's backing up.
No, I was married once, and the girl had a mother who was an animal. She was a beast. And every time I looked at her...
And Vic still fucked her, okay?
No, and let me tell you, she looked crazy. She had the Coke glasses, you know, the mother, and she had crazy wild hair, like fritzed out.
It was like Piper Laurie.
She looked like a fucking monster. And everyone says, look at your wife's mother, and that's what you're going to look like. And if you notice, I said I was married. It ended.
It took you till after the wedding to look at the wife's mother?
Is I that know. What you're, well, you're it, no, quick. And then the wife started looking a lot more like the mother.
The monster?
All of a sudden, you were married to Jean Shallot?
She did look like Jean Shallot.
She was actually a woman who had been raised in the wild by bears.
No, but she kept talking about how she was a tap dancer as a kid and how she used to be thin, the mother. And
hey, Becky, what do you feel about fat girls?
I'm good with it.
You're good with it? Okay.
But as long as they're eating her pussy, she doesn't really care. We've established that.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't get uncomfortable that I can't spread my thighs that
the
wide.
Argument is that big girls like things in their mouths.
All right. Well,
apparently smokers do.
Do they really?
Supposedly. Supposedly big girls are great at blowjobs. And my experience
is... No, that's just because fat girls have to try harder.
Yeah.
That may be true.
So why are you guys so against having a bigger girl?
I hate you guys objectifying women.
You're not. I'm not.
Maybe it's just that pretty people are lazy as fuck.
This is Vic Cohen.
What?
This is Vic Cohen.
Pretty people are lazy? No,
you're
in gym.
You understand that,
Drew. I'm so pretty.
This is Vic Cohen. I just want to say I hate the way you people are objectifying women.
Oh my God, his disclaimer.
Have you met Vic Cohen?
You just said that your mother-in-law looked like a monster, so you divorced
your wife.
You also told this chick to lose some goddamn rage.
Vic will have changed how he feels about this one. All right, we are going to move on.
Yeah, you're right.
Next question.
Just more to love.
This one is from Kevin in Richmond. I like this one. Kevin wrote, I accidentally taped over our wedding video. Ooh, ironically, idiot. I recorded the show The Walking Dead. I don't know how to tell her. Should I? Should I just plead ignorance?
Oh, you should plead ignorance. Yeah.
First, does he have kids? Does he have kids?
Ooh, that's good.
Blame it on the kids.
You blame the kids every single time.
The thing is, if you're going to blame the kid, you have to commit. You can never go back on that. Like, seriously, even if it's, you know, messes the kid up for life.
Even better, get the kid in on it. You take him to Disneyland.
I think this person had kids.
No, you can't do that. You can't, because then the kid knows you're setting him up, and he'll hold that against you.
No, you bribe him, like, out loud.
Gentlemen, if this person had kids, they wouldn't have asked this fucking question.
Good point, because they would have already blamed it.
Yeah, if I have a target to blame, why am I asking this question?
That's a good question.
No, because maybe they're not as big of a scumbag as you.
No, first of all, yes,
first of all, you are.
The guy just taped over the video with The Walking Dead. You can't plead ignorance. You are ignorant.
First of all, you are a total loser. loser. What's your name?
Let's just call him.
Why do you hate this guy?
Kevin
you
know,
I hate him.
No, I'll tell you why. Let me just finish up here, and then you're next. I promise. I got to get this out.
Go ahead.
That sounded like a threat.
Yeah, you're next.
His little fingers
pointed. Let me tell you something. It's night, whatever the year is. You're not taping anything. Get some fucking new equipment. How are you recording over stuff? I mean, you got a DVD player. I mean, who's
what? The letters?
You don't know when they got married. You don't know when they got married.
Is this a new letter? When was this letter written?
Yeah, but we know
he's
walking
dead. No. If they got married 12 years ago.
You think
it might have been on video.
You think he's using his VCR to tape The Walking Dead?
Right,
is that what you're claiming?
Exactly.
I think so.
And this guy is such a fucking loser.
Yeah.
I can't stand you.
If you've ever been to the middle of the country, they may not even have DVDs.
You know
yet.
What? I don't like him.
I've been to some towns where they have VHS rental stores still.
I would say my advice would be for Vic Cohen to not judge people based on their technology in the living room.
Well, no, I wish I could erase my memories of my marriage. They did a favor.
Dude, you married some beast, apparently.
No, the girl wasn't a beast. Her mother was.
She was on the way.
And also,
okay, hold on, wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
If it were a DVD, he would have another copy. So it's clearly a VHS.
Yeah.
He's taking
moron.
The Walking Dead. He's beyond help. We can't.
Right,
No. Here's the thing. Are you saying it was bad he was watching The Walking Dead?
No.
There is not a marriage out there that is more entertaining than The Walking Dead.
No, the problem is my marriage. Taping The Walking Dead with VHS. It's HD programming.
Idiot.
Yeah, it's an HD program. It looks like shit on VHS.
First of all, if he is using VHS and he's taping over this thing, all right, you have rewritable DVDs, though, don't you?
I don't know what that this is.
Not, a moron.
Not why
through.
Are you defending him?
Yeah.
Why are you trying
Here's
to...
Because he likes The Walking Dead.
If this guy is
going to become
is awesome.
A Walking Dead if I see his face.
If this guy is taping The Walking Dead on the VHS, I would like him to call in right now and let me know how to set the timer on the VCR, please.
He's probably listening to his 8-track in his car.
I just want to say one thing. I just want to go back a moment and say I would have sex with a fat woman. Okay, go on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Vic. Thank you, Vic. I appreciate that.
Some advice before we move on.
Listen, I'm more intrigued.
Her that you didn't. Nothing has changed. She has just never taken a good look at her family. Those zombies. That's her aunt.
And if she falls for that, you are the winner.
And also, don't say anything. Let it happen. Naturally, she may never even look for that tape.
Here's the thing: the real answer, by the way, is if you don't have kids, you just throw the fucking thing away.
Stomp on it.
Easier to say I don't know what happened to it than somebody broke in and taped The Walking Dead.
That's actually good advice.
Yeah.
Also, call the videographer.
You're lucky he's got an autistic kid because that kid's not going to be able to defend themselves.
A baby mime. He has a baby mime. That's nice.
I think he should convince her that she did it.
Nice.
That's great.
He's definitely in charge.
It's not the tape you're looking for.
That's very clever. But you know what, Becky? Only lesbians can do that because they're more clever. A guy can't convince.
Here's the answer. Say we need to update our technology, get a DVD player, destroy the VCR, and she won't have any way of looking at it, and she'll never discover that it ever was damaged.
No, you dress it up as a skunk, and you shoot it, and you say, I thought it was a skunk.
Yeah, or run over it with your car.
Go buy her something nice at Walmart. Okay, we're moving on. This next one says, my girlfriend is always trying to get me to try and fix up her friend with one of my friends. Ugh. She spends a lot of time with this girl, so I can't tell her that her friend is ugly. But there is absolutely no way I'm setting up any of my good friends with her. They'd never forgive me. What do I do to try and make her happy?
Set him up
Evan
with Vic.
Evan in Austin.
Set the chick up with Vic. He'd fuck anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I'm all up in it.
She might have a nice person.
Or find some of your frenemies over at work.
Nice.
The ones you really don't like, but you have to be nice to, and they all think you like them. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And then you hook them up with that girl. And then when they're like, dude, you hooked me up with a dog, you're like, you know.
No. Here's what you do. You lie like crazy. What's the guy's name?
The guy's name was Evan.
Evan, this is what you do. You tell your wife or whoever's your friend she is, you just say, let's say her name's Molly. You go, Molly is so special. There's no man I know that's good enough for her. And leave it and just lie like that. Just say,
dude, that's a great answer. That is the liest lie I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's it's not you, it's me.
It's very transparent.
But here's an extreme option. Murder.
That's nice.
You need to practice murder a few times on someone that you don't really have strong motive towards. Like, when you actually do have to kill someone, like your wife or something, you're a little better practice.
See, I think the worst part about setting someone up with a blind date in any
good advice.
Like if your friends set you up, it's like you find out what your friends think of you.
Yeah.
You thought this was right for me. Like I guess you didn't think I was athletic because this person's got one leg.
Whatever happened, honesty. Just go. This your friends is disgusting.
And no, honesty went away when people started talking.
As soon as they started dating.
Yeah. Well, I was saying, like, why am I responsible for your stupid, ugly friend?
Right. You go, do I look
really?
Like
you just ladies and gentlemen, Joe Gassman. Here's the thing is, can you not just say, hey, I happen to be the only one of my group of friends who doesn't like to beat their girlfriend? So I can hook you up, but I'm also thinking about backing out on that philosophy if you keep pressuring me.
Chucky's a serial killer.
Marie's right. I just say, you think I'm fucking J-Date? Do I look like J-Date?
Yeah.
Have
you,
a sign up.
You then look you a little like J-Date. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
You're on J-Date, I'm sure.
Set up an account. This is what you could do. Set up an account for her on J-Date.
So. You don't? You're a lesbian. You don't know a lot of lesbians?
I'm really shitty at being a lesbian.
You're a bad lesbian.
So am I. Do you have a girlfriend already?
Just started.
Dabbling?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. This is the wrong place to be if you don't want to talk about it.
She did until you asked that question.
Yeah, I know.
She semi has a girlfriend. Really? She's dating someone. They just
I'll tell
started
you about
dating.
My lesbian.
Let me tell you something.
She's adorable. She has big sex hands. That's what we call them. That's actually her nickname. Her nickname is Sex Hands.
You're dating Magic Johnson? Who are you dating?
She's dating this badass lesbian. Who like does work with her hands and shit and is fucking cool.
Well,
shit.
You know the fact that you being a lesbian is not going to stop Vic from trying to fuck you before this show's over.
I've already started.
She doesn't know it, but he's done her.
No, I've already planted my spell.
Oh, I think you're better than spell, seed. Better than seed. Yeah,
it's subtle.
Thanks,
subtle.
Warlock.
Well, Evan, Becky, hope we helped you out there. Right?
Are you feeling it?
Could be gas.
All right. Trust
Next
me.
Question. This one comes from Derek in West Hills. Now, I can relate to this question. Derek wrote and said, my girlfriend is not a dog person. My dog can sense this and doesn't particularly like her. She would never bite anyone, but she does growl at her and scares her. My girlfriend thinks I should get rid of the dog. I love the dog. What
Dude,
do I do?
This is too easy. Get rid of the chick.
No, I say get rid of the dog.
Fuck.
Can I say this? If the person is going to, if they do choose to get rid of the chick, I want them to do it like the opening credits of the Flintstones, where they open the door and carry the chick and put her out on the front step and then close the door. So there's no mistaking.
Let me tell you something. I would give away a dog in 2 seconds if it meant the perfect vagina.
Let me tell you a secret. If my cat hissed at a girl repeatedly, I would know that girl is evil.
Exactly.
And I would get rid of that chick in a fucking millisecond.
Yeah, they sense earthquakes and
douchebaggery.
Have you ever had a girlfriend that could smell cancer?
No.
Yeah, dogs can.
That's wonderful. That's how I.
Of course. Have you ever had a dog who can give you a good blowjob?
Thank you, Shay. Maybe she's a cheater or something, and this dog smells like, you know, some
other dick on her.
Let me tell you something. Put your fucking finger down.
I will not put my finger down, sir.
Yeah. My Pesci rubbed off on him.
Go ahead,
Vic. Talk.
I'll let you talk, and then I'll have a laugh.
Vic, you do realize that you're the one guy that everyone can beat up in here.
And will.
Go ahead, Vic. I'll let you say.
Go on.
Oh, you only wanted to tell me to put my finger down? Okay, listen. Let me tell you something about this. I got two suggestions for you. The first is, I'm not going to disagree. I think you should just go to the pound and drop the offending person off.
The girlfriend?
Listen, learn something. Look at these dogs. This is where you belong. But definitely get rid of the bitch. And I'm not talking about the one with four legs. I had this happen. You know what? I brought home a puppy and I was living with a girl at the time. And she's, you know what she said to me? She goes, it's me or the dog. And you know what my response was? Does the dog look worried?
Which is nice, but now let me say this. And if you think this chick's not going to last, then there's no choice. But let me say this as
like
the guy who doesn't
gush.
Own as the guy who doesn't own the dog to the two dog owners or animal owners over there. You people that think your animals are so fucking brilliant are so far off. Smelling cancer doesn't mean shit to me, dude. When was the last cancer sniffing contest you've been in? It doesn't mean anything. It's like when people have babies and like, hey, my baby knows when I say cookie, so they're fucking brilliant. No, they're not that brilliant. It's
my
a fucking
dog is
animal.
Than any dogs girl also, you have ever dated.
Hey, Drew, and dogs also eat their own shit. And
mine doesn't.
They do. I do a joke
ass.
About that.
So they lick their own ass.
And then they jam their tongue into his mouth.
Ew.
Right.
I wouldn't lick my butt if
however,
I was
However, my cat
right now,
does
if
not.
Could,
I would lick your
go
ass.
Go ahead, ask him. I'll wait before we move on to the question. If you could lick yourself, your own ass, wouldn't you do it?
I've tried. You can't. It's
I saw a video of a guy licking his own.
I guess if I just taken a shower.
I've tried everything and I can't.
Why?
I once got the tip in my mouth.
Because I'll eat a girl's ass all day. I don't really feel like... I know you guys didn't expect that.
I am
pro butt licking.
Are you?
Yeah. Especially if it's right out of the shower.
Is this the one thing we can all agree on?
No, not me.
I have walked in.
Really? Sorry. I don't go near the ass, and I don't want anybody with anything near it.
I have walked in on Drew with a full makeout session with his dog. I mean, it's like a Cinemax movie when I walk in there and he's his dog are just cuddling. There's a whole lot of bad shit on that tongue, dude.
One quick thing I want to point out to Ron. When you're licking some chick's ass, whether she's out of the shower or not, you know you're always 2 inches from turd. That's just a fact.
I agree with
that. Yeah, that doesn't disturb me much.
That's a fine buffer.
This happened to a girl, Kathy, that I knew growing up. She didn't have sex with her boyfriend because she wanted to stay a virgin, so she decided to let him do it to her butt, and she pooped all over him.
There was no doubt
that story was coming out of Marie's mouth.
Yeah. And I don't even care about that. That's not a prom.
Let me explain to you. Most girls thing called a sphincter. And they are able to hold in their own shit.
I just don't want to
at least the girls I fuck because they're not 75 diet. Like you.
Didn't Nick just say, don't point your sphincter at me? Isn't that what you just screamed?
I've never fucked a 75.
Don't you lie to me, you piece of shit.
Next question.
As soon as the shit came out, you wanted to move on, didn't you?
This one came in from Alex in Houston. My 17-year-old daughter wants to take a pole dancing class. She says it's good exercise. My wife says it's no big deal, but I disagree. Who's right?
Oh. Well, he doesn't want to see his daughter as a whore.
Your daughter is a whore.
Problem.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hate to be serious because I know this.
Don't.
But I have friends who take pole dancing classes, and it isn't just about learning, like being a stripper. It's good workout, and it makes the girl feel sexy. But that is weird at 17.
I feel like that's great
when you're in your 30s because you're like starting to not like yourself as much, which is ridiculous, by the way.
A lot of big girls take those classes.
Yeah, and then they start feeling sexy again, and that's a big deal.
That should be illegal. And they lose weight.
They do lose weight. It's great because you have to hold yourself up on the pole.
You get strong.
At 17, I think
those poles must have a horrible union.
At 17, I think pole dancing is one step away from pole sucking, in which case you're in some trouble if you're that.
And unless you are making money off of this, don't allow her to do it.
I think this kid wants to strip, and she's just using it like this is a training.
Career training.
The dad should go to the class and slide singles into
it. If she were my daughter, this is what I would do.
She'd be horrible.
I would kidnap her just to save her.
What I would do is I would get a pole installed in her bedroom, and she can practice all she wants privately. Mm-hmm. And if she wants to bring her boyfriends over, she can do that, whatever she wants, but it's got
to
be.
I'm trying to imagine this angry Jewish bald girl.
I know, you do. You became like to catch a predator. Come on in. I'm just doing some laundry. You want to have some lemonade?
It's like, there'll be a camera in that room.
I know, Marie. Everybody, even the lesbian was like, ooh. Oh, that was kind of hot.
I'm going to put that pole right in the bedroom, right in the middle. I'm going to mirror the walls.
I want some sweet tea. I'm bringing condoms to the next table.
If I could date that whatever decoy, I would. She was old enough.
She was tiny. Becky could have been a decoy, actually, because you're petite and look young.
That decoy was hot.
I believe they're calling you rapey.
You are so rapeable.
I never called her that.
Not rapish is what Vic is saying.
I never said that. Vic Cohen never called me.
Before we move on,
Vic Cohen never used the word rapey.
Rapish. Rapish.
Or rapish. No. Vic Cohen doesn't talk about rape. Vic Cohen doesn't talk about rape in a light way. Vic Cohen doesn't talk about rape in a light way.
Does Vic Cohen talk about Vic Cohen in the third person?
Come on in.
I would like that to be my doorbell.
There's two sides
of the
story.
If you can make that my doorbell, that would be good.
There's a reason that shows off the air, because there are two sides to every story.
No, because everybody, all the predators going on to the bullshit.
One's a little more rapey than the other side.
They saw the house and they're like, oh shit, this is a setup. Yeah. I'm leaving.
No, there's a reason it's not on the air, and it's because there's two sides to every story, and all those guys, we never got to hear their side.
Yes, we did. They were like, ooh.
A lot of those cases were thrown out.
I think when you read the transcript, you've heard their side.
A lot of them thrown out.
If their side involves hanging out with a 13-year-old in any way, it's a bad story.
They bring dildos, condoms,
just for the record, having a case get thrown out means that you're found not guilty doesn't mean, or that just that can't prove guilt. Yeah. Not that we found you innocent.
That's why Vic is here today.
God forbid. God forbid.
I would like, as the host of this show, we are mostly totally against rape.
From what I understand, we don't like cancer. Raw was supposed to be on one of those episodes, but he was late.
He was late. Okay. Now, Alex, last word for this. Listen, your daughter wants to do this. You're going to save money on college. Go for it. All right. Okay, next question. This one, all right. My boyfriend wants, this one wrote in, this is from someone named Gail in Watertown, Wisconsin. Gail wrote and said, my boyfriend wants me to tie him up and say mean things to him, but I'm a Christian woman and I just can't get myself to do it. We are waiting till we get married to have sex because of our religious beliefs, but my boyfriend doesn't think of this as sex. I find it really weird, but I'm afraid if I don't do it, he'll break up with me or cheat. What do you think I should do?
Mean things.
Beat him up.
I would kick the shit out of him and just be like, Jesus.
I would beat him up just because
pretend
you're dating
he's
a
Jesus
Christian woman
and that
who's
he
not
is dying for everybody's sins.
Mean things. Tie him up and tell him you're not going to have sex with him until you're married.
My question is, just ask, what would Jesus do?
Jesus got tied up.
You know what?
So,
I think Jesus would be down for
yeah,
his man.
Jesus would be.
No, not tied up as much as nailed up.
Well,
things.
I would nail
that
this
would
guy. I would nail this guy,
kinky.
Gail. I would nail him.
I think this
like
girl
fucking
go
raised. Like, what am I, a fucking clown to you? Still, all episode, I'm terrified of that.
You think I'm right going to have sex with
my
you?
My advice is to treat him like you'd probably treat gay people because you're a piece of shit.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
It'll just come easy.
I would just make it very religious, do it very ceremonial, light some candles, put some frankincense in the air,
kill
and then kick
people.
The shit out of him.
You should watch Passion of the Christ as a training tool.
Kill some people, judge a lot of
That's
people.
That's what you should do.
Yes. Make him Seriously. Drag his own freaking cross or toilet
yeah,
all
over. Put
a
little Mel Gibson face on him.
Yeah.
Like, dress him up like Mel Gibson.
Oh, there you go.
Beat the shit out of him.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
What's this girl's name?
Gail.
Gail, get in the real world. This is what guys want.
Just No.
Is it? You don't want your ass kicked a little bit?
I'm a dominant.
Every guy has a kinky side to him. This is what he likes.
Would that change if her name wasn't Gail?
I don't want to be called names or say, have people say mean shit to me, though.
No, but we all have our kinky side, and you got it. It must be served.
But what if a woman is like on top of you, you're all tied up, and she's like, you know, telling you, you fucking piece of trash.
Yeah,
wouldn't
there's
that
only
be hot?
$4 in your
No, I don't think that is hot.
I don't think
Listen,
I dated.
I think
dated
piece
a
of trash is hot.
I believe Vic called that marriage.
Yeah,
that was his ex-wife.
No, I was going to say like, I had already had that basically happen to me 8 years, and it wasn't technically tied up. It was just like mentally tied up.
Oh,
I had a girl who liked to be choked, and I didn't like doing it. But you know, I got to.
I do what I got to do.
That's what she wanted.
I think I told
thing.
You guys about the girl who asked me to punch her in the tit. Did I tell you guys about that before?
Yeah,
that
was weird.
I was cracking
no, punch
up,
it.
Yeah, oh. No, I was cracking up about that for like 3 weeks, by the way.
It can make them bigger if you punch them. It can, because my brother punched...
red and swollen.
My brother punched me in the breast when I was younger.
And look
and
how big your
really,
titties are right now.
Not really,
She's
but like...
your brother more ever since.
One of them got swollen for a while. It took a while for it to go down.
Swelling and your tits growing are not the same thing, by the way.
No, I would like you to punch me in the penis.
Scar tissue could be good.
All right, we're going to do the next question. We got time for one more quick one.
2 minutes.
This one says, this is from Leighton in Barstow. Leighton wrote and said, my husband and I do not want to have kids, but he's scared to get a vasectomy. Will you please tell him that it's no big deal and that he shouldn't be so chicken about it?
No, I will not tell him that.
Why?
It isn't a big deal.
I had a friend call me right after that happened, and the whole conversation was him going, oh, fuck, this hurts. There was no reason for me to do that.
Really?
Just let him come
That's
in your hair. You're not going to get pregnant. You're fine.
Their babies.
No,
men
I'll fucking do a
fucking
vasectomy.
Bitches.
If I had the money, I would do a vasectomy immediately. I would
for
do it right
sure.
fucking now.
You don't want kids?
I don't want kids. And I want to make sure that that never happens.
What does my grandmother say?
They can't get pregnant if you do them in the ass.
There you go.
Now,
oh, my
thing.
God.
Grandma had a theory.
I will tell you this.
That's a solid theory.
I didn't have insurance at the time, and, you know, medical procedures can be expensive. It's not that big of a deal. I did it myself.
Doug Stanhope did it.
You did too?
You came with my grandma's ass?
Myself.
Oh,
what do you mean? You did it to yourself?
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video.
What do you do? Stick a coat hanger in there? What are you doing?
Self-surgery. It's like cutting a nail.
Nice. Wait.
I'm just lying to you right now.
I was like, what?
No, listen. It's one thing to take your dog in to get spayed or neutered, but don't do that to yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely,
let Ron punch your wife in the vagina and you'll be fine.
Tell your husband he's a bitch and that he should go get it cut and tie him up and then...
I agree. And I think that this is what they should do instead of, like, you know, going against abortion every second.
As a lesbian, I wouldn't want to fuck a man who's not manly enough to just get a vasectomy.
Yeah,
I don't know what I said. Makes no sense.
Yeah, as a lesbian, you're a lesbian. So what do you think doesn't matter?
I would love to continue this, but we got to wrap it up. I want to thank my guests for coming in.
Yay!
Everybody, we don't have enough time to go into everybody individually. We only got 10 seconds.
Ron, Becky, Marie, Vic, Ken, and the always awesome Drew Marks.
All right, thank you. Listen, our live show, Flappers Comedy Club, next Wednesday the 7th. We will see you then. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Get a vasectomy so I can hook up with a lesbian.